You're listening to Comedy Central.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Dwayne Wade, welcome to the show.
Man, thank you.
And good to have you here with, like, you know, a book that I didn't know what to expect when I started reading it, but it feels like a memoir in pictures. It feels like a story of your life and some of your inner monologue thoughts. Like, what inspired this version of the book?
It is. That's exactly what it is. I didn't want to go at it from a standpoint of, like, just words on a paper. I've done that once, and it was great. But, like, this time, sitting down thinking about my responsibility and my role, and I take it very seriously. As a public figure. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just understanding that little Dwayne's need something to see.
Right.
You know, like reading something is great, but when they can actually see the image of something, of someone, I think that right there is more powerful. So for me, it was important that I show the human side of, you know, what people look at as an athlete, because they met
right,
me as an athlete.
Right, okay.
But I'm
okay.
A human. And so I wanted to show a little bit of that.
Yeah, it's a beautiful book divided into quarters, you know? Like your life has been this game that you've been playing out. I was a little disappointed because I was like, well, it can't be four quarters because your life's not finished yet. So then the next one's going to be overtime. You realize that, right?
Didn't think of that. I didn't think of writing another book.
This is it. Your life is... Do you ever think about that as an athlete? It's like, you know, a lot of the time for athletes and for the public, sometimes your life ends when your career ends. You know, do you ever think about that and how hard it is to think about your next journey as a human being? I mean, I know, you know, you're a husband, you're a dad, you're a businessman now, but were you ever worried? Was there ever a moment where you were like, man, who is Dwayne Wade without the ball? Who's Dwayne Wade without the hoops?
1,000%. I mean, basketball is what I know, right? From the standpoint of, I've focused my whole life on trying to be great. If you're trying to be great at something, you understand that it takes all of your attention, it takes all of your time. And once I got to, like, my last year, when I was like, all right, I think I'm ready to walk away, I was like, what am I going to do next? And everybody tells you along the way, you're going to be fine. You're going to have so many things going on. You're like, how? Where? And, you know, I took a few months off, maybe like 2 to 3 months. And then I just said, you know what? Talk with my team and let's get back to it. Let's just hit the ground running. Let's take meetings and let's see where my interest lies. Because I didn't know. You know, all I knew is I loved the game of basketball. And I enjoy business. I enjoy making money. Mm-hmm. I enjoy creating things. Mm-hmm. I enjoy designing things. So for me, it was like, let's find what that next step is. So I feel that I'm in my rookie season in life again. I'm in the pregame.
Like
I'm
like
in the pregame
that.
Again in this new step, this new walk.
If I had guessed before reading the book and someone said to me, okay, what are Dwayne Wade's passions? I would have gone, okay, basketball is definitely one of them.
Yes.
I would have said fashion
yes.
is definitely one of them.
Yes.
You know, Dwayne Wade's never been afraid to take a chance. you know, I would have said wine is one of them.
Yes.
You know, but one thing I would have never said before reading the book was karaoke.
Oh.
Listen. You're a humble person, but the one thing you have no humility about, you call yourself the greatest karaoke singer in the league.
Well,
you're just like you.
When
GOAT.
I was in the league,
yeah.
Now
the GOAT.
I'm out of the league. I'm the GOAT.
Oh, you just the GOAT.
It's
now.
It's not that I can sing. I cannot sing to save my life. It's that I will get up on stage anywhere to sing karaoke. Like I go to local bars and just jump on stage. That's the kind of person I am.
Wow.
I got to know the song, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, but you just.
I do it anywhere. I do it anywhere.
Do you have a favorite song? Like, what is, like, Dwayne Wade's...
Well, my wife told me I need a new song because I've been doing the same one for about 6-7 years.
What's that song?
Well, Montel Jordan. This is how, you know... Okay. It's easy. I like Montel Jordan because it brings the energy.
I hear you.
Everybody know the words. Even if
right.
you don't know the words,
right.
you know some of the
right.
words. And so it's kind of crowd participation. And I don't have to sing. I can deep voice it. So, but yeah, I love it, man. I love it.
I did like the human side of your story with LeBron. You know... I wasn't in the U.S. when the whole move to Miami happened. I wasn't in the U.S. for that chaos. What do you think was the biggest thing that people missed from LeBron coming to Miami? You know, you share a few thoughts in the book that I really enjoyed. You know, the conversation you had. What were you trying to achieve? But what do you think people missed in that story? What do you think that, you know, people just didn't understand about that move and the big three?
Well, I mean, I'm sure it was a lot that people. Didn't understand. I mean, as athletes, you know, when you're touted as one of the goods and the greats mm-hmm. in the game, they say these are the things you have to accomplish. You have to get rings. You have to get MVP. Like, it's all these things. And so you can't knock someone for listening to that and going out and making sure that you put the best team around you
right.
to win. Mm-hmm. So I think at that time, you know, I had won a championship at 24. I've been losing. I was tired of that. LeBron, you know, for 7 years, he got close ones, but he was ready to, like, get over that hump.
Right.
Chris Bosh was an emerging star in Toronto, and he was ready to get a little bit more light, a little bit more attention. So I just feel like, man, just to be young and to decide as young men that we want to do this, mm-hmm. as friends, and we understood at that moment that we were shifting the culture of what the NBA was.
Yeah, it will never be the same.
Yeah, player empowerment. That's right. What that move was about.
Your life has been one that is filled with both tragedy and triumph. I can't help wondering if that's why you've been as dedicated to your family as you have been. You know, it feels like Dwayne Wade has gone, like, I want to win championships on the court, but I want to win championships at home as well. And, you know, I see that, you know, with, for instance, your son Zaire, who's playing in the game now.
Yeah.
I've seen your face light up when you watch him or when you play against him. And I've also seen, like, the journey that you've been on with your daughter and just, like, talking through the challenges of having a child who's trans and learning about it. And I want to know a little bit more about that. Everyone thinks the journey to understanding trans people and the conversation happens overnight. It wasn't overnight for you.
No.
And you had to learn. If you were to talk to another parent out there or somebody who just goes like, Dwayne, I don't get it. What helped you to begin to understand so that you could be the best parent to her?
Well, I think when things happen personally to you, when you have a personal connection to something or someone, you take it a little bit more serious. But when it happens to you, you have to look it in the face. You have to, you know, right on. Like, my daughter looking at me across the table. I this is something I need to deal with, right? In the sense of, I don't know everything, you know? And as a parent, you want to make sure that when your kids come to you, you have answers. You know what I mean? You have the right words. You have the right, you know, support. Whatever it is, you have the right motivation. And so at that moment, I had no answers. The only answer that I knew and that I had that this was my child. I love him and I hate the pain that my child is in.
Wow.
Right? You know, seeing the pain of, you know, not being able to feel, you know, confident and comfortable in who you are.
Right.
You know, that's not, you don't want to see no one live like that, no one you love. And so immediately when it's the hug and the embrace and you see just the light, like, I seek Zaya's light. And for me to be in a place where I'm not trying to dim her light. I'm trying to move out the way and let her get all the light. I just see a beautiful, you know, blossoming 14-year-old girl who's, you know, trying to find, you know, trying to pass her test at school just like everybody else.
Yeah,
she's trying to
yeah.
find friends at a new, at, you know, this year going back to school like everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my wife and I, you know, our whole role and our whole job, and we understand this, is, you know, to provide, to protect, to love. To facilitate, you know, we have all these rules. It's not to own. It's not to say you're going to be this and you're going to do that.
Right.
It's to find out who they are. It's to find out what their likes and, you know, and what are their dislikes, and try to help them, you know, through life. You know,
be the best they can be.
Find themselves. It's not about us. You know what I mean? It's not about us.
That's hard to accept as a parent, man.
Yeah.
But you're doing it, Dwayne mm-hmm. Wade. Thank you again for joining me on the show. Congratulations. This is a really fantastic coffee table book / memoir-ish vibe. and I'm excited to see what overtime is going to bring, man. Congratulations.
Thank you, my
dude. Oh, you got it?
Ooh.
Right, that was quick. You still got those reflexes.
Ooh.
I like that. Dwayne Wade's new book, Dwayne, is available now.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
AI is making waves in every field it touches. President Biden is now on TikTok, and the election draws closer each day. With so much going on in the world, it is hard to keep up with it all, let me tell you. Hi, I'm Kai Ryssdal, the co-host of Make Me Smart. It's a podcast from Marketplace. And every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I break down the latest in business and the economy with short daily episodes to make it easy for you to stay in the know. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.